whatever your why is what drives you. And you can find out your why quite easily. So let's say your goal or your objective is to stop smoking. The thing that's going to get you to being a non-smoker is your why. Yeah. And so you need to ask yourself the question, why is it important to me? And if you ask, so if the question is, why am I stopping smoking? Why is that important to me? The answer, my first answer might be, it's for my health. But then ask it again, why is that important to me? Because I want to live. Ask again, why do you want to live? Why is that important to you? Because I want to live for my children. Why is that important to you? Because I love them. I want to care for them. I want to see my grandkids. So immediately you see this why coming out. And that's really the DNA or the core of what will drive you forward to achieve your goal. So if you've got that why, achieving the goal becomes a formality, really, yeah. Because it's that what drives you forward. And so I always say, you know, when you're setting goals, put these two lists down, as we talked earlier on about short-term and long-term goals. But also think about the types of goal that you've got. And there's this great thing in life coaching called the Wheel of Life. And the Wheel of Life has these different areas. So it has, you know, your job, your career, your friendships, your relationships, your spirituality, your finance. So there are different sort of eight areas of your life. And then literally say, well, look, in finance, what are my goals? In my career, what are my goals? In my relationships, what are my goals? In my sort of spare time, my hobbies, my free time, what are my goals? So this is a great way to actually start breaking all your goals down in all the eight main areas of your life.
Yeah.
If you go onto my website, you can download the Wheel of Life on there, and it's a free download. But this is a great way to actually start identifying the things that you would like to look at. And then if you've got that why as well, that'll help you get there.
Yeah, I think it's important to have a why. You know, it'd be crazy. You're crazy not to have one, really. And I think it makes it more achievable if you've got a why. You kind of feel more determined
yeah.
if you've got a why.
Completely.
You know, and that kind of helps with the whole of achieving your goal, is to having that important element that you kind of want to achieve.
Yeah.
So, so important. And we also got to talk about the domino effect.
Yeah.
What is the domino effect?
Okay, the domino effect is brilliant. So the idea is that if you've got a domino, and let's say a domino, I think they're about like 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
If you push the domino over, and there's another domino standing next to it, it'll actually push that domino over if it was 50% bigger. So a 2-inch one can push over a 3-inch one.
Okay.
And then a 3-inch one can push over a 4.5-inch one. And then the 4.5 can push over a 6-inch one.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, if you take this back to goal setting, that first domino, if it's 2 inches tall, by the time it gets to the 13th domino, you're a domino the size of the Eiffel Tower. By 17, it's the size of Everest,
yeah.
And by 33, it's the size of the moon. So you can see by pushing one domino over or making one small change in your life, you start a chain reaction, which leads to other things happening. So it's commonly accepted in psychology that if you change one thing, other things will change. So for example, if you stop smoking or you stop drinking or you stop eating unhealthy, you'll start to want to go for a run or get fitter or do different things. So you're knocking other dominoes over. And before you know it, you're on domino 10 and you're doing like a PhD or something, or a marathon. Yeah. So literally the domino effect is really, really powerful because it puts you on a trajectory to go to the moon effectively.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you hit over 30 dominoes, then you'll go to the moon.
Absolutely. I love the domino effect. It's such a great way of looking at things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, we're just going to retract slightly. You know, you said about writing down your goals. Is there anything particular that we can write it on? Do we have a spreadsheet? Do we have a journal? Do we have a notepad? What's the best way?
So for me, journaling is so important. So if I sort of watch a video or watch a TV program, or I'm not going to actually take it in as much as I would if I wrote it down. So I always say, get yourself a journal and write down your goals. You know, put them on a piece of paper. That feeling of movement of your hand and the ink coming out through the pen onto the piece of paper is, you know, you own it. You can literally learn so much more by writing. And then it's there forever. You can go back and read your goals daily, weekly, and they're written down for you. But you journal a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I journal every morning. It's definitely something quite profound. It's something that I start my day with, and I try to talk about what my intentions are for the day and what I want to achieve out of those intentions for the day. You know, I live a very busy life. It sometimes looks like a big to-do list. But I love mapping out my intentions. And not every day goes as planned. There are some things on that intention list that I might not have achieved. But that's okay. And we'll just roll it over to the next day or when it's more convenient to do that particular thing. But yeah, I love journaling. I love writing stuff down.
I love your mapping. You were talking about this earlier on, so with New Year's resolutions, you map stuff out.
New Year's Eve, Jay and I, we sit and go through our photo gallery on our phone from the beginning. So January, say for instance, like this year, January 2025, right the way through to December 25, and we write down on a bit of paper all of the images we've got of experiences and stuff that we've done. And it's a really good way of highlighting the amount that you've managed to do in the year, because we don't realise how much we get through and how stuff we've achieved. And then from that, we sit and write down what we would like to achieve by the end of the new year. And write down a list of things that we'd like to do, like to go and see, like to, you know, experience. And then we revisit that. Obviously, we will revisit that New Year's Eve this year and kind of tick them off.
So the beauty of that, what you're doing there is you're visualising a future you. And that's why it's so powerful. And I think this whole thing of writing down, keeping a note, and then going back to it, revisiting, is a really great way of making yourself accountable as well. I mean, what I've done on several occasions, and I still do this today, is if I see a quote that I like or something that resonates with me, I'll write it in my journal. And if it's really powerful, I'll put it on one of those sort of yellow sticky post-it notes and put it on my bathroom mirror, so I see it in the mornings. And then, you know, you just read it, and if it's powerful, it becomes a mantra for you, and it can help you go towards your goal. And it's so important that, you know, what you think becomes your reality. This is such a important equation.
And I think if you have a busy life, a top tip is to document it by taking a photo. The meals you go on, the walks you take, the people that you've met, the books you've read. You know, I know that I've got a friend who is a photographer, and he's doing a 365-day challenge where he takes one picture every day.
Wow.
So that at the end of the year, he has 365 pictures of something from each day for him to remember something. And that could be just sitting with your child, doing the homework, for instance. It could be cooking a nice meal. It could be anything. But I think it's a really nice, especially in the modern day when we're so busy, that's a really, really easy way to document what you've done in the course of a year.
Really, really powerful.
Really powerful. We're going to talk a bit more after the news about if we've got too many goals, you know, how our head will be. So we're going to touch with that after the news and weather. And there's going to be so much more. I love our conversations. We have so much fun. Now, we're talking about goals.
Yes.
Now, someone like me probably has way too many goals, and our head could be full of them.
Yeah.
How do we decide which one to land, which plane to land?
Okay, get this right. This is a lovely saying. If you have more than three priorities, then you don't have any priorities.
Okay.
Right. Now, I find that really, really powerful.
Yeah.
And that leads me into your question about landing the plane.
Yes. So how do we decide which one to do?
So lots of us have lots of goals. We can't decide what to do. So imagine yourself as an air traffic controller sitting in your building with all those planes, which are your goals, flying around you.
Yeah, I've got the lights on there.
Now, the first thing to do is say to yourself, okay, let's just land one or two or three of them. So you can just, you know, get down to like your core goals. And how do you decide which planes to land? The answer very simply is ask yourself the question, which one will make the biggest difference to the rest of my life? And once you've asked that question, it'll soon fizzle out, and you'll know which, say, one, two, or three to bring in. So bring them in, land them, put them on the runway, and then shortlist them, you know, actually analyze them again. Of those three, which one will make the biggest difference to the rest of my life? You'll get to that goal, that big goal, and that really is your 1 year, 5 year, 10 year goal. It might be I want to run a marathon. It might be I want to do it, in 1 year's time, I'll have done a year of stopping smoking. I want to get a doctorate in something.
Yeah.
You know, you have that. I want to live in Australia. You know, there could be loads and loads of different goals flying around it, but put them down, and then once you've got it, you can start working on that goal.
Yeah, and like you say, I think once you've picked one goal, the knock-on effect from that then opens up the doors to others. So for me, we're working on weight loss together at the moment, aren't we? Something that I've battled with all of my life, and we're kind of breaking down all different kind of reasons why. But I know that once I've lost weight, that will then empower me to do other things. Like you say, that you'll be able to, I'll be able to do more exercise. I'll be less tired.
Yes.
You know, or wear the clothes that I want to wear. So there's so many things. And then from those, you then have things that you want to do. So it's like that kind of like domino effect we spoke about earlier on.
That's exactly what it is. And the world is opening for you. So yeah, I'm deciding to lose some weight. Leads to I'm now walking every day, which leads to I'm now eating healthier, which leads to I'm now taking up this running challenge, which could lead to I'm doing a half marathon, which could lead to, you know, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's come from the first domino, which is I've decided that I'm going to eat less.
Eat less.
Eat in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make better choices, basically.
100%. Now, intention is a word that's used a lot nowadays.
Yes.
And it is such a lovely word. I love using it.
Yes.
But it's also very powerful.
Yeah.
What role does it play in shaping our goals?
Right, it's everything. So this comes back to everything we do is really from intention. So if you intend to do something and you do it, you do the deed, it'll get done. If I intend to have a glass of wine, I'll drink the wine. If I intend to smoke a cigarette, if I intend to, whatever it is I intend to do, and I do the deed, it's done. And if I do that deed enough, it becomes a habit. And if I keep on with that habit, it becomes my character. And that then ends up as my destiny. So you can see just from the intention, your whole life can just be set out in front of you. So you need to sort of ask yourself, what is intention? What drives intention? And really what drives intention are your values and your beliefs. And so, you know, controlling your intention or understanding and becoming the master of your intentions is really the secret to achieving your goals. So Henry Ford's famous saying was, if I think I can or I think I can't, either way, I'm probably right. So which is just such a great saying, and it's true. Whatever you think will happen. So, you know, whatever our thoughts become our reality. Okay. If you think you can't do it, then you won't do it.
No.
If you think you can do it, then you'll do it.
You're going to do it. I love this. Now, let's talk about creating a compelling future. It sounds really exciting, but quite, again, quite powerful. In what way can we keep those things buzzing in our head about our future?
So this is really, really critical to success of a major goal. So it's called creating a compelling future. And it's almost based on the fact that one sentence can like change the world, your world or the real world. So if you look at the big compelling futures that have been given out by world leaders over the years, or just very powerful people, like sort of, you know, JFK in the 1960s said that we will put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. Now, that was a major compelling future for the American people because it said, you know, we are world leaders, we will do this. And similarly, Churchill in Britain said, you know, we will defend our island. Whatever the cost may be, we will never surrender. Now, this is so, so powerful. And you can use this on yourself. If you have a compelling future, something that's going to drive your goal and what beyond everything else will drive you, it will be, you know, it could be something like as simple as I am going to run that marathon, or I will get that, do my exams and graduate. I will move to the States or move to Australia or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You have that sort of compelling thing that drives you and pushes you forward day to day. And really, it does, it works all the time because it's fueling us and it's pushing us forward.
Yeah. We've got to touch on journaling again. I know we touched on it a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I just want us to reiterate the importance of jotting things down.
Yeah, I think, you know, the main thing to do here is go out, if you haven't got one, and buy yourself a journal. I mean, they're £1, £2. Maybe you want to buy a fancy one for 20 quid.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, whatever you want to do. But literally, it's such a good investment because write down your daily thoughts. You know, what did I think today? What are my goals today? Where do I want to be next week? What happened to me today? And it's really nice just to sort of sit down at the end of the day or in a week's time or on the weekend and reflect on what happened to you, because otherwise you forgot it goes. You know, if you have a lovely thought that comes into your mind, write it down.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then savour it. And then it'll savour through you. It'll become positivity. It will just go into you.
I also think it's really good to kind of see your habits. Because you're writing stuff down about your days and in more depth than how you would probably think about it, you can also recognise if there's any habits in there.
Yeah, completely. Completely.
And then that's a realisation. And actually you go, actually, do you know what? I do that too often.
Yeah.
How can I? And it makes you just really aware of, like you say, the present.
Yeah.
And the day-to-day life rather than thinking about what's happening next week, a year.
Yeah.
Or in the past. Yeah. I think journaling is so powerful.
Yeah, look, and there's one, you know, really good tip I could give listeners, which is, you know, if you've got a journal, write in it this. There's something called the 1-6-4 rule. And this basically is, in any given year, have one big thing that you look back on the year and you said, I did that in that year. So in 2025, I climbed a mountain or I passed an exam. But that's the one thing that you did. And then for the six in this 1-6-4 rule, have six things that put you outside your comfort zone. So every 2 months, do something you wouldn't normally do. So it might be go and swim in the sea at 6 o'clock in the morning in the cold.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it might be go on that 10K walk. Or, you know, it could be loads of things that are right to you.
Yeah.
Start piano lessons or whatever it is you want to do. And so you've got six new things that you've done in that year, as well as your one big thing. And the four part of the 1-6-4 is every quarter or every 3 months, create a new daily habit. And that might be, I'm going to walk 1 kilometer every day, or I'm going to do 10 sit-ups, or I'm going to do yoga, or I'm going to drink 2 liters of water. And then add one new habit every quarter. So you've got four new daily habits. And I tell you what, if you look at someone who's following a 1-6-4 regime, they're going to know who they are. They're going to be having a great life because when you say to them, what did you do in 2024? Well, I did this, I did this, and I'm doing this. You know, it's really, really powerful.
Yeah.
And if you've got a journal, you can write it all down.
With all that written in.
Yeah,
it's going to be great to go back
completely.
On. Now, let's wrap things up with a bit of a bang. What are your top feel-good tips for anyone listening in who's ready to take on some goals and make life a little bit more amazing?
Right. Well, the main thing, I think, if you go... There's several. So the main thing, like we've talked on, is get yourself a why. You know why you want to do this. So this is for the bigger goals and the smaller goals. But also get yourself... I would say 3 daily goals. So when I stopped drinking alcohol like 4 or 5 years ago, I literally had 3 daily goals, and this is all I did. So even though I lost 4 or 5 stone in weight in the first 6 months, that wasn't my goal. My goal was basically not to drink today, to go for a walk and meditate for 15 minutes. So I had like 3 daily goals. I didn't think about anything else. And really, those are my tiny little dominoes that pushed over the other stuff. So I lost the weight, my heart rate went down, I slept really well. All that happened, those bigger dominoes fell because I got the daily goals. So tip, get yourself some daily goals. Third thing, visualize your success. Take yourself there and believe it's happened. Take yourself to the top of that mountain. You're on it already. It's working for you. Because once you've got that memory of you actually doing it, it will be in your mind and it will always be there. And you know, whatever it is, the brain cannot work out whether something really happened or didn't happen. You imagined it. So the thought or the visualization of you doing it is just as good as it actually happening. And it will happen.
Yeah.
So again, whatever you think becomes your reality. And I would also say, plan the obstacles. You know, realize that there will be stuff that gets in your way, but don't let that conquer you. There's a great saying from Stoicism that the obstacle is the way. Or what Marcus Aurelius, who wrote this 2,000 years ago, was a Roman emperor, said, whatever stands in the way becomes the way. And this is so important that if you see an obstacle, say to yourself, well, how can I learn from that? How can I use its strength to make me stronger? And that's really, really important. Don't let things get you down. Use them to actually propel you forward.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that. Now, if people want to get hold of you, maybe join your journey on your 9 kilometres to 5, 9 kilometres Say it for me. I've got it.
Yeah, so it's 9km by 9am is my at 9km by 9am on social media, my website. And that's based on the fact that I started walking 15,000 steps a day.
Love it.
Every day before 9 o'clock. And 15,000 steps for me worked out at about 9 kilometres.
Brilliant.
So I decided to call my coaching business 9 kilometres by 9am.
And it works. And people can grab your book on Amazon.
Yeah, my book is on Amazon. It's called Walking Back to Happiness. And it's also on Audible, so you can listen to it. And it's great if you want to go out for a walk and listen to my book as well.
I do that very often. Thank you so much for coming in.
Lovely to see you.
Weeks.
Yeah, brilliant. Cheers, Sam.